Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And we have on the telephone today the Program Director for the Office of Transit, Minnesota Department of Transportation, Tom Gottfried. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So we are going to have you do your elevator speech on what it is you do for Department of Transportation and how that affects rural Minnesota.
In the broader context of what the Minnesota Department of Transportation is funded both with state and federal funds to provide transit funding subsidies to a variety of different programs and agencies across the state, our charge for the Office of Transit with Minnesota Department of Transportation is to administrate both the state funds that are coming from the state legislature as well as the federal funds coming from the federal government from Federal Transit Administration. And these programs are to provide public transit services in greater Minnesota. That's everything outside of the seven county metropolitan area of the Twin Cities. That's the 80 counties, hence why we call it greater Minnesota.
There you go. And that's pretty good. So you have something called Transit for Our Future. It was actually started in 2011, and it continues. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's an initiative that probably from the ridership public that are familiar with using public transit in greater Minnesota. If you're sitting in Granite Falls, you're using the Granite Falls Heartland Express. You're probably not aware of all the intricacies and the workings of how Dennis Smith does his job, who is the director coordinator for the transit in Granite Falls. And long story short is he works with our office, and in turn, he works with other transit systems that are in proximity of the Prairie Five Rides program, which is adjacent to him and surrounding his area in the larger rural area beyond Granite Falls. And this initiative is intended to really work with those two agencies. So it's kind of, it's more directed to transit agencies and transit agencies working together. And it has various different pieces. And the three major components is essentially to create more efficiencies of how we can be more effective about delivering our service. We want to be cost-effective for the taxpayer dollar. At the same time, we want to be effective to the ridership public to make sure that they still have access to service and the, you know, the baseline services that they need to get to, and how they get access across the state as much as we possibly can. And when you have a transit system, I'm using Granite Falls as an example, they have a limited jurisdiction. How do you get beyond Granite Falls? If you want to get, you know, down the road, you want to get to Montevideo, or you want to get to another location that's in proximity to where you are, how do you do that? Well, the Prairie Five Transit System, Prairie Five Rides Program, which is out of Montevideo, provides that service, but does everybody know that, and do they communicate that? And we work in between the two transit agencies to work in coordination those type of services where people want to go beyond what their local transit system could do.
Tom Gottfried is the Program Director for the Office of Transit, Minnesota Department of Transportation. He's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we sure appreciate your time and your information.
Not a problem, and if anybody wants to contact us, you can do that through our website, which is through the Minnesota Department of Transportation website, and we are T under Transit.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.